We need you right now, Father. We need you in our home. We need you in our community. We need you all along our day's journey. Have mercy. Have mercy, Lord.
Now, Lord.
Here's a few blessings I ask in your name.
Yes, sir.
Bless my home.
Yes, sir.
Bless all homes.
Yes, sir.
In the universe. Bless my pastor as I will. Strengthen him by your weakness. Give him up by your cold night. And have mercy on him. After a while, Father. After a while. By and by. When we can't hear no more, we'll preach gospel. When, Father. Tell the priest, man. The preacher. See it up to him, but to God.
Blood done signed my name. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Yeah.
We are here tonight trying to prepare the kind of church service or services that the generation behind us used to have.
Amen. Yes.
They didn't have all of the material things that we are blessed to enjoy today.
Amen.
They were in that generation where the going was rough. Time that's tough.
Yeah.
And we see a few men and a few women here tonight who are representing something they heard. Yeah. They didn't experience for themselves.
Yeah.
But I don't care what it was put on my head. I ain't never seen anything looking any better to me than my body. It had a special significance to me.
Yeah.
Bonnet that we had. And a long dress with an apron. On your waist. But in this generation, they don't have it all. And big money, and they had to want a hat on it to cover it up. This was a day, now don't get mad at me. This was a day we trying to decorate.
Yeah.
Old-fashioned service.
Yeah.
When our age didn't know anything about a $30 suit. Our age, they're making for us. We didn't wear those kind. We wore overalls.
Amen.
And we had about one good pair then. One suit.
Amen.
And we didn't wear it only on a Sunday.
Amen.
We are talking about to you strangers, old-fashioned service.
Yes.
Amen.
And it wasn't over the elected life. I came through four changes.
Yeah, yes.
First was wood.
Yes.
And the old heater.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. In the church.
Yes, yes.
In time that many roaches, it was people.
Amen.
And then come kerosene.
That's right.
Then come gas.
Yes.
And look where we are today.
Amen.
And we're still moving.
Yeah.
In that direction.
Yeah.
But religion are getting cooler.
Yeah. Yeah. Set. Yeah. Set. Yeah. Set.
And more God bless us.
Yeah.
The worse we become.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
We have in our presence tonight a lovely lady. Among other things, there are people. Mary Ann McDonald.
Amen.
And I see Mary Ann have a little spirit because she's getting it wrong. she's with it. Mary Ann represents, I'm going to let Mary Ann come in for a moment. Express herself and tell us what she's all about. Come on, Mary.
Thank you so much, Reverend Wright. I'm with the Florida Folklife Office, and we're doing a project down here. We're recording a lot of gospel music all over up into Hastings. Some of you have seen me in Hastings.
Pardon me, Mary Ann, but let me interrupt you long enough.
Yeah.
Can you just say,
oh, my goodness.
You give a mic back there?
No, we just.
Okay, Mary, you can stand.
And I want to thank each and every one of you tonight for having me here as a guest. I appreciate it. The music is really beautiful. Thank you so much. And thank you, Reverend Wright.
Mary Ann's going to record our action tonight. Take it back to White Springs, right?
Yes, sir.
And let the folk up there know what we are doing down here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Awful good music. Thank you so much.
Thank you. forward to having a big time here tonight. And we want to thank Curtis Lewis Sr. for having been instrumental in having Mary Ann here tonight.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Lewis, for being at your ceremony. We have some good singing coming up.
Amen.
We have the Brinson House.
Yes.
All you, I have on a pair of dungarees.
Yes.
Go ahead and see me.
Amen.
Because of two things. First of all, I'm going along just like 800 or 900 miles. I wear these because they take a lot of punishment. My wife said my neighbor this cold. It's nice. I thought I went tonight to try to cooperate with the program committee. They asked all of us to wear dungarees, overalls, bonnets, and long dresses. And some of us didn't pay them no mind. But it's nice to cooperate. Where there's no cooperation, you can't get the job done. When are you going to have it your way? Your way may not be right. So you need to consider that. I am programmed to preach. I didn't know that a while ago. The program came out so late, and nobody told me what was going on. So when I find out I better speak to the next program I'm planning, who they putting on to preach. We have the Brinson brothers. Come up here, Brinsons.
Truly, thank you, praise the Lord, for being here tonight. We do give honor to the great pastor of this church, Reverend James A. Wright, to the First Lady, Sister Wright. Let me say to the deacon board, to all God's people, we count it as a blessing to be here tonight. And also, we thank you, praise the Lord, for the greatest lady we know. That's the reason we're here, Miss Anna B. Marie. Praise the Lord. We're glad to be here tonight, and we're going to say, teach the master. You know, it had been a time where we had to steal away and pray. But now we don't have to steal away, but we need the Lord to teach us how to pray. We asking y'all to pray for us. Lord, teach me, master. Master, teach me. Lord, teach.
I want you to teach me what
Teach me, Master.
came, and it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept, and mourned certain days, and fasted, and prayed before the Lord God of heaven, and said, I beseech thee, O God of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments.
Amen.
Let thine ear now be attentive and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayers of thy servant, and I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned.
Wow.
We have dealt very corrupted votes against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments, which thy commandments, thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the words of thy commandments, thy servant Moses, saying, if ye transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if you turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, now there were of you, though there were of you cast out unto the uttermost parts of the heavens, yet will I gather them from thence, and will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to set my name. Now these are thy servants and thy people, whom thou hast redeemed by the great power and by thy strong hand. O Lord, have mercy. Let thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant, and to the prayer of thy servants, to desire to fear thy name, and prosper. I pray thee, thy servant, this day, grant him mercy in the sight of this man. For I was king's cupbearer. A great man praying to a greater.
Yes.
Thanks, Lord.
Asking God to hear from his breast.
Yes.
Humble submission. You ever pray?
Yes.
Yes.
This is a prayer of Nehemiah. We read it from the first verse, from the first chapter, through that entire chapter. First verse in that entire chapter of Nehemiah's prayer. He worried about home. He has been captured and carried away from home. But he hasn't forgotten home.
Amen.
So many of us forget home. We don't want to tell folk up the state that we came from Philadelphia. We want to name Jacksonville. Orlando. I tried that for a while.
Yeah.
I parked my car in New York City. Street, black community, and the two young women saw the tag on my car, Florida, and they came running out, Duval County, where I bought the car from. I had a Duval tag. And they came running out and said, Mister, pardon us, but you from Duval County, from Jacksonville? Yep. Where do you live? I say, I live on 1515 Pennington Street. And I said, that's where my mother lives. You live with my mother? No, I don't mean 1515. I mean 1515. You know when you tell one lie, you tell another. I didn't like it because nobody much seemed to know that what Quakalaka was. Quakalaka, how you spell that? I never heard of it. I said, well, that's where I'm from. After I got bit. I guess I've been going on that way today if them girls gonna talk to me. I don't know if I stay with that mother. I don't mean that no. It's good to recognize home. Where your roots are. It's not where you're born at, nor how you were born, but how you die.
Yeah.
Where you're going when you die.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So this is young man is disturbed about home. He heard some sad news about home. City has been destroyed, gates have been burnt to fire. The city of his mother and father's a purple have been trampled upon.
That's right. Yeah.
And now think about that. I think it's just think about that because I'm preaching to you now.
Yeah.
Just think about your mother and your father and your sister and your brothers and your loved ones, sepulchre. When have you been back there?
Yeah.
To check it out, to get the grass from growing, the weeds from covering it up.
Yeah.
When have you been there?
Yeah.
When we leave the cemeteries, most times we say goodbye, bye.
Yeah.
And we mean bye bye until another one comes.
Yeah.
Right. This man heard the news from Jerusalem.
Uh-huh.
He says that things are not too well. Like that.
That's right.
So he prayed to the God of his father.
Yes.
Told him, give him a chance to speak to the king.
Right.
Oh, let's sing a little bit before I keep going after that. I don't mean to be excited about it. I'm just telling you what the truth is.
That's right.
I'm not here trying to beat anybody. I'm just here to tell you what the Lord says.
That's right. That's right.
I want another good juicy number.
Another good juicy number. There's always somebody talking about me.